Hey guys, welcome back to C's Podcast. It's Cleanne from Rain City. So today's topic is heat. How can we save our earth from the heat increase? Well, maybe we can start with knowing what the problem is. Acknowledging the problem is the first step into being able to solve it. So keep on listening and let's get to learning. Here with us today is Aliza Romero, a Highland High School student. Hi Aliza, how are you today?
Hey, it's Aliza here. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Can you tell me the headline right now? What's everyone talking about?
On Instagram, the headline right now is like about the Kardashian scandal, how Jordan Woods allowed Khloe Kardashian's ex kiss her and everything, you know, that damn cheater.
Well, can you tell me anything about climate change? For example, heat increase?
I know a little, but not much. Like, I don't have a lot of knowledge on it, but I know it's pretty cold outside. You know, that has to do something with it.
According to NASA, the planet's average surface temperature has risen above 1.62 degrees Fahrenheit since the late 19th century. A change driven largely by increased carbon dioxide and other human-made emission into the atmosphere. Do you know the consequence of what can happen in the long run?
Not really. The end of the world or what?
How does this affect you?
I'm not sure. I don't think it really does affect me in any way.
Let's call in David Swart, a former scientist who is now a chemistry teacher.
Hi, my name is David Swart. I teach chemistry.
What is the natural source of getting heat?
As far as my knowledge about why temperatures are increasing on Earth, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is increasing. And we've noticed that there's a correlation between the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and increases in atmospheric temperatures.
Are humans making it imbalanced by doing certain things?
Humans are contributing to global warming by pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, so increasing the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And we do that primarily through our use of fossil fuels, which are a rich source of carbon. We convert that to carbon dioxide when we obtain energy from that source.
What is the negative impact of a heat increase? What is so bad about it? How is it damaging our world?
Global warming has a negative effect on our planet because our planet has, as we know it, has evolved to adapt to the amount of warming or temperature that we currently have. And so as our temperature increases, the planet has to adapt. And by the planet, that's the plants and animals that live on the planet. And so as warming increases planet temperatures, we have melting ice caps, which obviously has a real negative effect on anything living up in the poles, but also on the people who live in coastal areas. So as sea levels increase, the prime real estate, which is all around the coast, that becomes uninhabitable. And so we are having a real risk of people who are losing their homes.
How can we, the people, stop this from occurring? Like, what can we do to help the planet be better?
So something we can do to prevent further heat increases would be to move away from fossil fuels. So we can certainly make use of things like solar energy, other alternative sources of energy. And we have the technology at this point and hopefully the will to make investments in areas where we can move away from fossil fuels and prevent further accumulations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And at a minimum, that should begin to taper off the increase in heat. Whether we can move in the opposite direction and start removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, that remains to be seen, but that's a good challenge for this next generation.
Thank you for informing us today, Mr. Swart.
Goodbye.
So, Aliza, did learning any of this new information help you become more aware or even want to take action to help prevent the rise of temperature?
I never really knew that it was such a big problem in the world. You know, I have family that live on like coastal areas, you know, in California, like with the wildfires and ocean sea level rises. Like, that's pretty scary to think about because you never know what could happen to them. A lot of my friends don't have any idea this is happening either. It helped me see the bigger picture and make me want to look more into information on how we can end the increase of temperature.
Thank you for coming in today, Aliza.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
This ends today's hot topic of heat increase. Did you learn something new? Do you feel like you can relate to Aliza? Sometimes all we need is a wake-up call to hit us with some knowledge to become more aware of the problem. Thanks for tuning in and stay tuned for the next podcast. Bye, guys!